Gemara Shabbat Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. Today's Daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Refuah Shelema Dina Batzara Veshelomo Eliezer Ben Hayasara Elka. אין נרפן עדהם, ואת הנפש ולפות הגוף ואתם קרוב על הבו וכן ירסום ונאמר אמן. ובגין תראה איזה דף עד כפנון גימול עמוד ב' We are starting right in the middle of the עמוד. It starts with אמר מור. We're quoting from the Mishnah. אין עימו נוכרי. This was talking about a case of מי שהחשיך בדרך. It was Friday afternoon. It came close to sunset. He realized he had a wallet in his pocket. He asked get his money. What does he do with his money? He can't carry it on Shabbat. So the Mishnah said, if he has a goy over there, give it to the goy and let the goy carry it for him. Even though, if he's going to goy do something for you that you can't do on Shabbat, the Gemara said, listen, if you're not going to let the goy do it, he's going to do it himself. Because when it comes to money, people get bahul, they get confused, and therefore we have to be matir to give it to a goy. It was a leniency that the rabbis made. The Gemara said, if there's no goy, so then you put it on a donkey. You put it on the hamor and let the donkey go until it gets to until it gets to the house. So the Gemara says, "Amar Mor, in imon nochri. If there's no nochri with him, manicho al hamor. You place the wallet on the hamor." So the Gemara asks a big question: "V'hado mechamer? What does it mean? He's guiding the donkey." So what's the problem of putting something on a donkey and then guiding it? Rahmana Amar lo ta'ase kol melacha. And from this pasuk over here, we learn lo ta'ase kol melacha, that it's including not only you, but you and your animals. Because the pasuk says lo ta'ase melacha ata ubehemtecha. If you look at Rashi, she quotes the pasuk. Ve'ezehu setam melacha asuya al yedei shnehem. What's the melacha that's done by the person and by the animal combined? Zu he shetonav hu mechamer. He lays the animal with goods and he guides it. So how could you tell me that you put it on the animal? Chaura, that's asur. So the answer is Amar Rav Ada bar Rahava manicho aleha kishehi mehalechet. We have a way out. You place the wallet on the back of the hamor when the hamor was moving. And therefore, there's no akira. The only time you hayab is if the hamor makes an akira and he makes a hanaha. If he's moving, so he didn't make an akira, so he figured out a way how to get it on the hamor's back. And she says, "Manicho aleha kishim alechet leachar sha'ak lalechet." If it started walking. תדב עקירה, כדמה פרק כמה, כבית אינו חברו, אוכלינו משקין. וכיוון דאדם לא מחייב בחטאת, כי גם נקל מותר. But if you would do the same thing by an Adam, a human being was walking in the street, and as he was walking, you put a knapsack on his back. But the deen is over there, you'll be patur. Patur חטאת. תסומת רבנן, however. So the rule is, whatever is תסומת רבנן by humans, would be מותר by Behema. And then since the animal is moving, it's mutar, as she says. Kiyagam na kamutada, kanami melaka kiti, vaila melakahi. Oh, so Gemara says, Amarava dabrava. Manihuale kishimalechet. Veha yevshadela kaiman hashtin maim, ulatil geladim. So what do you mean? It's impossible that the animal is not going to stop. The animal has to stop to urinate. The animal has to stop to defecate. And then once he stops, that's already hanacha, and then he's going to pick up again. It's a new akira. So automatically you're going to be over because the animal is going to stop. We're not worried about him stopping. We're worried about him starting again. And once he stops, he's going to start walking again. If it's a new akira, so what is it going to help you by putting it on the animal when it's walking? Either way, it's still going to make an akira eventually when it stops for its own needs. She says, when it continues to walk. So the Gemara says, has an idea. When the animal's walking, you put it on. When it stops, you take it off. So there won't be a new akira. When it starts to move again, you put it back on again. So you have to follow the animal. The animal stops, take it off for a second. The animal picks up again, you put it back on his back. So that we have a way to put it on the animal without being over it. The Gemara says, wait. If you're giving me the solution, If you don't have it on the middle, why do you need a donkey to do this trick? Even do it by a friend. Let the guy continue to walk, and as he's walking, put the wallet on his head, put the wallet in his pocket. Just like there's no akira by the hamon, there's no akira by the human being. So Gemara says, no, there's a rule. Amara papa, kosh begufo hayav hatan, behavero patur, aval asur. Kosh havero patur, aval asur, behamoro mutar ketechila. Anything that you would do yourself, that you'd be hayav hatat. If you do it with two people, you'd be patur aval asur. So in that case, we're not going to be matir by a human being, because that case would be patur aval asur. Shnayim sha'asahu. You did half and he did half. But the point is, anything that's mutar, anything that's patur midrabanan by a human being, we mutar by a behema, which is we downgraded. So hayuv chatat by the person. Two people that do it is midrabanan, and if you do the same thing by an animal, it's mutar. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains it. Kol shem begufo hayav chatat. First white line. If he would do the whole melacha, kigon ma'avir dalad amot b'shut rabim. Of course, the person is ma'avir dalad amot b'shut rabim. He's hayav hatat. Afilu akrom min ha'aretz derech eluko halichato hayav. Then she points out an interesting halacha. Even let's say as you're walking, you scoop up the item from the shut rabim. You didn't stop walking. That's called an akira. Even though you didn't stop walking, but the person himself that picks it up, that's considered an akira. So therefore, the ayikah kira chayfas biyadah. What do I care? You're moving. By the way, you picked up the item from the shuter abim. Velo ba'inan amida. The only time we say the guy has to stop, that's if you're loading somebody else. If you're loading somebody else, you're not going to be hayav until he's stationary. Velo ba'inan amida ila b'ta'un ve'omen me'be'od yom. Or let's say you were standing me'be'od yom before Shabbat started. So therefore, and then when Shabbat started, you start to walk. Oh, because you have to, you know, habero de lo akande da ichepes. Or when you're loading your friend up, aval haka akande ilka ki abide habere abide shnayim shasu v'sumet rabanan velo shali egabe keys. Fine. So therefore, if you did it by your friend as he was walking, you put the load on him. Patur aval asur, but it's asur. But she ain't gonna do that by an animal. It's mutar. That's why we chose the animal over a friend. But it continues. Amar abba damar abba. First white line. Aita chabilato munachato al kitefo. In a case, there's a knapsack. It's on his shoulders, and now Shabbat is coming. So what do we say to do? Ratz tachtecha ad shemagia lebeto. Let him run home. Oh, let him run home. What is this over here? Why does he have to run? Well, the point is, as long as he doesn't make a hanacha, so the rabbis made it permissible. Because if he didn't make a hanacha, if he didn't stop, so there's no akira. So it's only a sud rabbanan at worst. And the rabbis will wave their sud rabbanan in the place where he's carrying a load. But the question is, why do you have to run? Let him walk for the same money. It's the same point. So the Gemara says, davka ratz. So only allowing him to run. Aval kale kale, no. But slowly, slowly, no. Why not? My talma, kevan delet lehekera, ate de me'abad akira banacha. Oh, very good. Which means you have to do something different so the guy will remember not to stop. So if you just tell him, I walk, he always walks. So therefore, stop maybe. Once he stops, it's akira banacha. So tell him, do something different. So he's going to think, hey, why are they making me run? Oh, I remember it, because I can't stop. So the running will remind him not to stop. When I say, sof sof, kimata nebete yafshad elokai purta, tikam ayin mishut arabim, mishut yachid. You can run and run and run, but once you get to your house, you got to slow down, you got to stop. No, he's got to get to his door. He's got to open the door, he's going to stop for a second. Once he stops, he's taking the item from the reshut arabim, akira, and he's making hanacha in the reshut, hayachid. Unless you want to tell me a funny case where the guy's door's open and the gate's open and therefore he's just running straight all the way from 10 blocks away into his living room. Okay, that's a case. But normally, when you get to the door, you have to stop to take it off and so on and so forth. So you want to zarik nek lachariyad. You're right, you don't stop. When he gets to the door, he just throws it off his back lachariyad in an unusual manner. And then, well, you're right, we have a case where he didn't stop. He has to be careful to make sure that he just unloads it quickly when he gets to the house. Amar Rami bar Hamad, Hamehamer Achar behemto b'Shabbat b'Shogeg Hayav Chatat b'Mezid Hayav Sekila. Oho, I'm teaching you now this law of Mehamer. This Lord Mechamed is a serious melakha. If you are leading your donkey that's carrying a load on Shabbat, it's like every other melakha on Shabbat. If you did it be shogeg, you'd be hayav chatat. If you did it be mezid, you had a warning, you'd be hayav sikina. No different than if you plowed, no different than if you planted, no different if you were a borer, boner soter. It's a regular melakha. It was my ta'ama, what's the reason? So amar amar, amar kera, lo ta'asekul melakha, ata obem techa. It says you and your animal. Now, what's the melakha that's done with you and your animal? Mechamer. So the Gemara makes a connection between you and your animal. The animal is similar to him. Ma hu b'shogeg chayav chatat b'mezid chayav sekira. Behemto name b'shogeg chayav chatat b'mezid chayav sekira. Just like when he does a melakha. Ata behemtecha. Just like when you do a melakha, you chayav shogeg chatat mezid. Sekidah. So too, when you do a melakha through your animal, it'll be hayab hatat and hayab sekidah as well. Atau behemtecha. Yamara says, not so fast. Why? Amaraba, shetet, shuvot, badabu. We have two refutations against this logic. Hada, number one, dechtiv. Torah achat yelachem neose bishkaga. Benefesh ashet ta'ase biyad rama. Uksha kol haTorah kula la'avodah zarah. Ma'avodah zarah. De'avid ma'aseh begufa. Achenameh ad'avid ma'aseh begufa. Where do we learn all the Hayub Chatat from? The law of Hayub Chatat is learned from Avodah Zarah. That's the classic case. So it must, if everything is learned from Avodah Zarah, it's got to be similar to Avodah Zarah. Just like Avodah Zarah, you have to serve the Avodah Zarah to be Hayab Chatat. So too on Shabbat, you have to do the Melacha to be Hayab Chatat. Mashiach, over the animal did the Melacha. So therefore, it's not a classic case of Hayub Chatat. The paradigm of Hayub Chatat is Avodah Zarah. And every Hayub Chatat has to model the case of Avodah Zarah. And since when a person worships Avodah Zarah, how does he worship it? Himself. That's when you're going to be Hayab Chatat if you do a Bishogeg. So too by Muhammad. That's Lama's first question. Why is the sin not doing anything? So that she points out, over here is Dibud Be'alma, which means how do you guide the animal? You scream to the animal, hey, go, go. You know, scream to the horse or the donkey, move, move, move. That's not a ma'aseh that he's doing Be'gufo. Avodah Zarah, he does a Be'gufo. That's why it's Chayav Chatat. Mashiach, this is not a ma'aseh Be'gufo. Second claim, Be'od. Three lines of the Ma'ar and Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, HaMechalel Tashabbat B'davar Shechayvim Ashek Gato Chatat V'Azidonok Sekila. We learned in the Mishnah, if you Mechalel Shabbat on an item, on a type of Chalul Shabbat that has two punishments, that if you do it B'Shogeg Yechayav Chatat, and if you do it B'Mezid Yechayav Sekila, so the Gemara says, Bechlal De'ika Midi Te'en Chayvim Ashek Gato Chatat V'Lo Azidonok Sekila. Must be there's a case where you're not chayav on a certain melacha, chatat and sekira. Because the Gemara says if you did a melacha that bears this punishment, mashma is a melacha that doesn't bear this punishment. Which melacha doesn't bear this punishment? Umayyu, and what is it? Lav the mechamer, must be mechamer. So you see clearly again, according to Rabba, that there's no punishment of sekira or chatat. The Gemara says, "Lo techumin v'aliba de Rabbi Akiva, v'avara aliba de Rabbi Yosef." Which means, I can argue, no, there's a certain melacha on Shabbat that can be asur min haTorah, but there's no chayuv chatat or sekila. What? Techumin, going out of the borders. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that techumin is asur min deoraita. And the Hattush is that even though it's a Sumidoraita, you're not going to get a Chayub Chatat from, but not Mechamer. Or something that we actually learn in this week's Parasha. This week's Parasha tells us what? Don't do Sheshet Yamim Ta'aseh Melacha, Bayom Shevi'i, and don't do Melacha. So Yomar says, the next Pasuk is, Lo Teba'aru Esh Bechol Mashmalechim Yom Shabbat. Lo Teba'aru Esh. What does the Torah have to single out? Lo Teba'aru Esh. Don't make a fire. That's only one of 39 menachot. Doesn't say not tibror b'shabbat, not tishon b'shabbat. Why when it came to esh, it came along and says not tibaru esh? So the rabbis learn over there the shita of Rabbi Yosef that the reason why it's singled out not tibaru esh is to come and teach me it's asur, but it's only asur b'lo ta'aseh, no sekina and no chayuv chatat. That means not tibaru esh, making a fire on Shabbat, is different than all the other menachot. So therefore, I can say that's the melacha. That's not chayuv chatat. That's chayuv sekina. So either it's Techumin Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Or Hamara according to Rabbi Yosef. But it's not Mehamer. Because Mehamer indeed is Chayab Hatat. And Mehamer is Chayab. The Sikirat you do it. The Mezi. Because the Gemara continues. Davzvid Matiyahi. Davzvid has the following understanding. Amar Ami Barhamma. המחמר אחר בהמה בשבת בשוגג אינו חייב חטאת במזיד חייב סקילה. Oh, hard to understand. He says that if you do it בשוגג, you're not going to be חייב חטאת. You know why? Because you don't שומע עבודה זרה. Just like עבודה זרה, you're חייב חטאת. If you do it בגופו, so too מחמר. Since you don't do it before, you're patur from Atar. However, he says what? The Bemezid, Hayav Sekila. Why Hayav Sekila? Because it says in the Pasuk, Atar u Behemtecha. That just like when you do something yourself, you Hayav Sekila, so too when you do it through your animal. So he splits it. He says, Hayav Atar, there isn't. Learn from Abu Dazara. Abu Dazara, you only Hayav Atar, we do before. Ah, when it comes to Sekila, oh yeah, Hayav Sekila. Now we never see a case. But we split it. Chatat, no, if you did it b'shogeg, but sekila, yeah, if you did it b'mezid. So let's read again, top line. Revzvit matneache Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Mechamer achar b'ema b'shabbat b'shogeg eno chayav chatat b'mezid chayav sekila Mativ Rabba Hamechalel et ha-shabbat בדבר שחייבים עד שכחתו חטאת, חייבים עד זדונו סקילה. We have a statement that clearly says, if there's a חיוב חטאת, then there's a חיוב סקילה. Which sounds like they go hand in hand. Make a דיוק. אין חייבים עד שכחתו חטאת, אין חייבים עד זדונו סקילה. So the דיוק would be that if you're not חייב חטאת, you're not חייב סקילה. How could you split the atom? How could you tell me, no, חייב חטאת, no, חייב סקילה? Yeah. We never told this thing. Adrabah. It's mashma where there's a חייב חטאת, there's a חייב סקילה. דיוק, the implication is where there's no חייב חטאת, there's no חייב סקילה. It was me, קטני, האין חייבים? Who told you to make that דיוק? It doesn't say what you said. Hachi kama, but the Mishnah means like this. דבר שחייבים על שכחתו חטאת, חייבים על זדונו סקילה. ויש דבר שאין חייבים על שכחתו חטאת ועם זדונו סקילה. ומה אם הוא מרמד? For all the Mishnah was saying over there was like this. If there's a חיוב חטאת, there's a חיוב סקילה, for sure. But it's possible that there could not be a חיוב חטאת, there could still be a חיוב סקילה. Which is what מרמד. Just for sure, if you're going to see a chayuv chatat, for sure it's going to be a chayuv sekila. That cloud we're not changing. You want to make a diuk. So we can make a diuk from here. That if there's no chayuv chatat, there's no chayuv sekila. No. I can say if there's a chatat, there's a sekila. And guess what? It's possible also not to have a chayuv chatat and also to have a chayuv sekila. Now what's that case? Abdul Ahmed. Okay, now the Gemara is going to make a statement. But before the Gemara makes a statement, we have to analyze who the person that was making the statement, his status, his legal status of the person that's making the statement. Rava, okay, Rava we know. Ahu was the brother, Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Okay, that means Rava is the brother of Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Ve'amri la, and some say, Abu de Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Some say Rava was the father of Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Now what do I care if he was the brother or he was the father? Well, let's go analyze if he was the father. The problem with this is we're going to see in Gemara Yevamot that they appointed this Rav Mori Bar Rachel to a position of leadership in Klal Yisrael. And there was a question how they were allowed to appoint him because his lineage was questionable. And you can only appoint leaders in Am Yisrael that have proper lineage. Now, if you're telling me that his father was Rava, so what's the problem with his lineage? His father Rava is perfect. So he was Lilishna Batra Kashya. According to the second language that says Rava was the father of this Rav Mori Bar Rachel, Kasha, Had the Rav Akshelel Rav Mori Bar Rachel, says Rav allowed, he was Makshir Rav Mori Bar Rachel, Umanye Befurse de Babel. And he appointed him as a leader in Babel. What do you mean he had to be makshirim? What do you have to be makshirim for? His father's rabbah. What do you have to be makshirim for? So look at that she. That she says that that she's here. Don't start. They start right in the middle. You see. Ve'amri la amud de ramori barachelo. Because the amud de ramori isur giura sheme. According to the first version, Ramori Barachel's father was a goy. They called him Isur. For a good reason, because he was Isur when he went with his wife. His wife was called Rachel. Rachel went with Isur when he was a goy. Before she gave birth, he converted. That's what they called him, Isur Giyura. But at the conception, his father was a goy, according to one version. Says, oh, that you can only appoint ministers that are from your midst. Hi, Kevan Demo Israel, Mekerev Achicha Karina. It wasn't his mother's from Israel, so it's Mekerev Achichahu. But the question is, over there, it's Masha that they appointed him even though he was questionable. According to the second version, he's not questionable. His mother's Rachel, Jewish, and his father's Rava. According to the first version, it's beautiful. Because we'll say that it was his brother. Of his brother, I mean, we don't know his father. His father could have been Isur Giyura, and that's why it was a Hadush that they appointed him as a minister in Babel. So the answer is very simply, could be there was two Mori Barachels. One, the controversial guy in Masechet Yevamot, and one who's the son of Rava. Who says it's the same guy? Okay, so we got rid of that dilemma now. So now the Gemara says, what did he say? What did this Rava say now? He learned regarding the law of Mechamer, he learned Rabbi Yochanan saying Patur. Patur on what? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbat, Patur Miklum. בשוגג לא מחייב חטאת, ויוגשה כל התורה כולה לעבודה זרה, במזיד נמה לא מחייב דתן, המחלל את השבת בדבר שחייבים על שגגתו חטאת, ועל זדונו סקילה. האין חייבים על שגגתו חטאת, אין חייבים על זדונו סקילה. So Rava learned from Rabbi Yochanan, you're patur on everything. מחמל is an unbelievable מלאכה. No חייב חטאת, because you're not from עבודה זרה. עבודה זרה has to be בגופו, and this is not בגופו. And there's no Chayuv Sekila, because he learns the diuk that where there's a Chayuv Chatat, there's a Chayuv Sekila. Where there's no Chayuv Chatat, there's no Chayuv Sekila. So Rava learned from Rabbi Yochanan, everything is Patur. Patur ben Chatat, ben Sekila. So Gemara says, not only that, Belav Namelo Mechayev. Amazing. There's not even a Lav. What if it's not even a Lav? It says, Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha, Ata. So when I says lav shenitan azarat mitan bedin, lechol lav shenitan azarat mitan bedin, en lokin halav. Okay, klal gadol in Yahadut. What's this business over here? The Torah has death penalties on, let's say, Shabbat, sekila. But there's a rule: en onshin, ena imken mazhirin. You can't give a punishment. Sekilah, let's say, mitah, unless the Torah warns. There has to be a warning pasuk. Not just a pasuk that says, mechalel ha'amot yumat. You need another pasuk that gives me a warning before you can give me the death penalty. So the warning pasuk for death penalty on Shabbat is this pasuk. Lo ta'aseh melacha ata ubehemtecha. If I didn't have that pasuk, I cannot have death penalty on Shabbat. That is azhara. Good. So what's the rule? The rule is like this. Once the pasuk is used for an azhara, for mitah, you cannot use that same pasuk as a lab for malkut. Even though we learn from that same pasuk, the law of mehamer, I cannot give you malkut on such a melacha. Because once already I use this pasuk as the warning for mitat bedin, it's taken away from any other punishment. including Malkud. So therefore, according to Yohanan, there's no Chayiv Chatat. There's no Chayiv Sekina, and there's not even a Malkut on it. Even though there's a Lot Ta'asin, or the Lot Ta'asin not going on that Linyan Malkud. Although it's teaching you, you can't do it. It's a trivia question. Give me a case, we have a Lot Ta'asin in the Torah, or you don't get Malkut. So this is the case of Lav Ben Hamer. Mechir Hashim in the bottom. Azharat Pitat Bedin. Tishar Melachot, the Shabbat, Nami Maikira Navkale Azharat. All the melachot of Shabbat we learn from this pasuk is a warning. Hilkak lazarat mita bedin itan delo anash mita enam ken hizir. The Torah cannot give an onus unless it warned. Hilkak ikar lazarat lemakom sheish bo mita tata velo lemalkut. Exactly, the main warning is when there's mita, not for malkut. That's the Yohanan shita. Ve'afilu leman le'amar lokin. Even according to the opinion that says normally. A law that's given for the Azhara Mitat Bedin, you still get Malkut on it, even though normally there's a Shita that says that. However, not over here. Dechtov Rahmana lo ta'ase kul melacha ubehemtecha. Ata lamali hu niud mechayev. Behemto lo mechayev. The Pasuk could have just said, lo ta'ase kul melacha ubehemtecha. Don't do melacha and your animal. We have to say ata. So the ata is coming to split it. Who niyu de mechayev? That only when he does the melacha himself, he gets the malkut. However, behem tolo mechayev, because of an extra word in the pasuk, it comes to exclude him. There's a shita that says, so I don't care if it's a lav that's the lota says azara for mitab bedin. You can still use the lav azara to get malkut for an item. This case is different because since we have an extra word in the pasuk says ata. It comes and teaches you that only when you do it yourself you'll be Hayyad Malkut. But when your animal does it, no Hayyad Malkut. That's it, top line. Afilu leman damar de lokim masechet makot. Haka afilu lav leka. There's no lav. Dira zu leman melaka sha yador vayde behem to atak gom mehamed lechtov lo tasuk umakta behem techa. Ma yata mashva ata lebadecha behem ta lebada. Very good. Okay. Continue. Now let's go back to what we said in the Mishnah. Let's say the animal had stuff on its back. So he said you bring the animal all the way to the Hatser, the first Hatser of the town, and when you get there, you untie the straps, and all the stuff falls off. The stuff that's not Mukseh, you can take it off with your hands. But the stuff that's Mukseh, that you can't take off with your hands, just untie the straps, and the stuff will fall off the back. So it was Amar Abuna Haita Behemto Teona Kli Zechuchit. Let's say there was glass dishes on the back of the animal. Mevi Karim Usatot. So let him bring pillows and comforters and things like that. Umaniyah Tachteha. And let him place it underneath the animal. Umatira Habalim. And then untie the ropes. Vasakim Noflim. And then the bags will fall. You don't want to break the glass. So the glass will fall on his pillows and shalom go to you're very good. Okay, what are you talking about? Since when is dishes mukseh on Shabbat? What do you have to untie the ropes? If it's not mukseh, you can take it off with your hands. We know in the Mishnah. You're allowed to take the kelim that any time is Shabbat. And then when the dishes should be okay. Yamara says, Ki ka'amar rabona. We're talking about these glass vessels that are used by the bloodletters. And we know bloodletting is Asur on Shabbat. So these items are glass, but they're mukseh glass. Therefore, they're not ra'uy on Shabbat because they're used for bloodletting, and therefore, mukseh. Good. I have another problem. How is it possible that you're telling me put some pillows underneath the hamor? What's going to happen when you put the pillows underneath the hamor? Now the mukseh is going to fall on the pillow. Once the mukseh falls on the pillow, now the pillow becomes mukseh. You're not allowed to make a non-mukseh item that went into Shabbat non-mukseh, mukseh. Because now you're nullifying the vessel from its original use. So how can you tell me to put the pillow, either you put the pillow now, you ruin your pillow. So the Gemara says, Bishrifei Zutre. It's talking about the small sacks. And therefore, they're small, so after it falls on it, you can pull the pillow away, from underneath it, and they'll fall on the floor without breaking. So the pillow is not mukseh. When does the pillow become mukseh? So if everything fell on it, that's it. It's stuck. You can't move the pillow. But these items are lightweight items. You put a lightweight item, you just go like this, and you pull it away, and therefore it's okay. Look at that she. And she says a big chadushi. Ve'ha'ame batel kli. Karim uksatot kishimanichim ta'ad davar she'en nita mevatlan mechalam deshuv lo yetelem misham ve'dami lesoter. It's interesting. When you tell me mevatel kli mechano, what's the isur? What's the isur if I have a kid that went into Shabbat non mukseh, and now I cause something to fall on it, now the kid becomes a widow? Which one of the 39 melachot did that fall under? So that she learns it's soter. Because now, technically, this kli, the pillow, is not functional anymore. You ruined it. You broke it. So broken is you demolished it. Now, I know you didn't demolish it physically. The pillow is still a perfect pillow. But by letting this item fall on it, the functionality of that pillow is not usable anymore. Therefore, it's domeh, the soter. What's the difference if I took the pillow and shredded it into a million pieces or broke something on Shabbat? Same thing. So Mara says, Meti, may we have a question? Aita b'emto te'ona tebel. Tebel is a problem. Tebel is wheat that they didn't take terumot and masrot from. Va'asheshiyot. Asheshiyot is thick pieces of glass. Matir et ha'balim. Again, let the ropes, undo the ropes. Ve'sakin noflim. And let the sack fall on the floor. Ve'af api shemishtabrim. Oh. Even though the glass is going to break. What do you mean? You just told me put a pillow underneath it. Here you're telling me, no, let the glass break on the floor. What do you mean? Put the pillow. So someone else says, Atam bechulsa. Here we're talking about very thick pieces of glasses that you're going to make windows from. And anyway, you're going to have to cut the windows, these big pieces of glass, down. So therefore, we're not worried if it breaks. Because you're breaking them anyway. Over there was talking about small vessels that they used to use for the bloodletting. If it breaks, it's ruined. Mashiachin here, it's a big pane of window. And therefore, anyway, you're cutting it down. So therefore, what do you have to put the pillows there for? Just untie it and let it fall to the floor. And if it shatters, no problem. You were breaking it anyway. And she says, Bechulsa. Bechulsa. Hatichot rechavot shel zechuchit. Very wide or thick pieces of glass. She'enam kelim. You will see them halonot to make windows from it. Since there's no loss if they break. In the end, you're going to break them into small pieces anyway. They're not going to. For what purpose do you have to be toreyah to bring pillows? Let it just fall on the floor. We have to do extra work to bring a pillow there. Fine. That kind of may I prove it to you that we're talking about over here. These cases over here. The ketani dumiyad de tever. Ma tever de lo hazile. Afachana me lo hazile. Which means, when it said tever and ashashiyot, why did you put tever and ashashiyot in the same breath? To come and tell me, just like tever is not that weak, has no function, these glass, these panes of glass that you had on the back of the animal also had no function, which means they were mukseh. You cannot use them for Shabbat. Afachana me lo hazile. My apapish mishtabiri. Now you told me in the Mishnah that you untie it even though they're going to break. What do you mean even though they're going to break? I thought you told me even though they're going to break, we don't care if it's going to break. If it breaks, adraba, you're going to break it anyway. What does it mean? Even though they break. What's the hadush? You just told me that if it breaks, it doesn't matter. So he was a mao de tema lefsed mu'at na mi hasheshu kamashmanan. You would have thought like this. When these glass that are on the back of the animal, first of all, they're mukseh. How do I know they're mukseh? Because they're like tevet. Just like tevet that don't function, these paper. Okay, so I can't take it off my hands. Now what do you do? Untie the rope. Okay, now I untie the rope. What happens? These things are going to fall. They're going to break. Let them break. I'm going to break them anyway. To make windows, I've got to break them anyway. But the hadush is, you're right, they're going to break. But some of the pieces, by them breaking this way and not in a professional manner, are going to be lost. Because when you don't break it professionally, some of the pieces, the guy's going to say, the glacier is going to say, well, I can't use this piece, I'm going to throw it away. So you might have thought that since that's a hefsed, so maybe I would allow you to actually bring the pillows and the kamashmala, that even though it's going to break, and even though it might cause a small hefsed, I still do not allow you to take it off in any other manner. That's the chiddush, even though they're going to break. Look at Rashi. Mal de tema, the hefsed mu'at nami hashashu. Ve'yavi kari ve'yaniach tachtahem. Maybe I should allow you to bring the pillows because it's going to be a little loss. They have badai yifshar below hefsed mu'at. It's definitely going to be a little loss. Why? She needs sotzot nitazim b'shvidatam shenam le'uyim deklum. Exactly. The little fragments of glass are going to fly all over the place and you're not going to be able to use them for anything. Kamash malan, even so, we're not going to let you use it. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Oh, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says. Da b'emto te'ona shlif shel tebu'ah. Okay, it's got a sack of wheat. Tevel. So it's mukse. It's on the back of the animal. So what do you do? Maniyach roshot tachteha. You put your head underneath the animal and you lift it up and you move it with your head to the other side of the animal and it'll fall off the animal by itself. Somehow with your head you're going to get it to fall off the animal. We had his animal, it was filled with honey. He didn't want to take it off the animal until Motzei Shabbat. When Motzei Shabbat, meta. Now what happened? The animal died on Motzei Shabbat. Now I guess this, we have to say this honey was mukseh. Honey is not mukseh. Honey is edible. Why do you want to take it off the animal on Shabbat? So Gemara says, "Ve'anantenan notel kelin anitanim." You're allowed to take it. If it's not mukseh, you can take it off the animal. What was he being mahmir? No, leave the honey on the animal. The animal now is suffering. It's got these big things of honey on its back, and it died. So take it off. Gemara says, "Kishet bish." The honey went spoiled, so therefore it was mukseh. Someone says, "It beish lemay hazeh." Even if it became spoiled, it's not drawing for anything. Gemara says, "What is it worthy for?" Lechitita de gamle. The only thing it is worthy for is to put it on the wounds of a camel. It's like it becomes an ointment for camel usage. And I guess what? You can't use that on Shabbat. Because you're not allowed to cure your animal on Shabbat. Which means, once the honey becomes spoiled, to eating it, no one's eating it. But it has a function. Use it if the camel gets a blister or gets a bruise, you rub it on it. And you can't do it on Shabbat either. Oh, so now I understand why the Rabbi Gamliel left the dvash. V'yatir habalim v'yiplu sakin. Okay, fine. But what about the rule of untying the ropes and letting it fall to the floor? You could have done that. Rabbi says, mitzteru zike. What would have happened? They would have broke. The jugs would have broke. So they didn't want to break them. You have another option. Bring the pillows. Bring the pillows underneath. No, mitanfe. Would have dirtied the pillows. So they're so dirty, the pillows. No, once you're dirty, then they become non-usable on Shabbat. So it's mevatel kli mechano. They become non-used. Mevatel kli mechano. Wow. So any option to take them off biyadayim mukse. To take them off with the ropes, they're going to break. To put a pillow underneath, mevatel kli mechano. So you might ask the question, but vayika tzar bale hayim. But the animal is suffering. And therefore, mevater kli mechano zisud rabbanan tzar bale hayim deoraita. So we should waive the isud rabbanan in light of the isud deoraita. Rabbanan says kasava tzar bale hayim med rabbanan. He holds Rabban Gamliel that tzar bale hayim is only rabbanan. It's machloket. So the position is only the Rabbanan. We're not going to allow you to transgress the Rabbanan to save yourself from the Rabbanan. That's she. Ma'ika sa'ar ba'da hayim, right before the lines get white. Ve'leti de'olaita, let the de'olaita of sa'ar ba'da hayim, ve'ledhid rabbanan bitukri mekano. Kasabah rabbanyo sa'ar ba'da hayim de rabbanan. Okay, that's a mahloket in itself. Okay. Now let's see for a second. Okay, let's go up further. Gemara says, Abaye ashkeche le rabba. Abaye found the rabba. Deka meshefshef lebre agaba da hamara. He was washing his son, who's a tinok, on the back of a donkey. He was giving him a good time on Shabbat. He put him on the side of the donkey. He was taking him off the donkey, the sheep. B'Shabbat, the Shashayat Tinuk, he was playing with the animal on Shabbat. Well, how can he do that? Amale, Kamishtamesh Mohammed Bada Hayim. We learned the Maschid Betzai, you don't have to ride an animal on Shabbat. Nor you have to use the animal on Shabbat. He was using the side of the animal. The kid was playing on the side of the animal. How can you do that? But Amale, Sedadin Hen. I'm not playing with the back of the animal. The rabbis made it that you can't use the top of the animal. The back, to ride on it, and so on and so forth. But the side of the animal, the kid was leaning against the animal, you know, rubbing against it. That's okay. Gizah, that was only on the top. She says, top line. She had no makibo adam. I wasn't putting him on the animal. And I'm bishop shekwa, I'll see the gabbana sides. Then the minister shmishu, but I'm no gazruba. Okay. You know, taraka. Minatimra, where do you see this from? Who told you that the rabbis made a difference between the top of the animal and the side of the animal? Al Mishnah Ditan, Matir Habanim, Vasakim Noflin. You undo the straps, you learn to the Mishnah, and all the sacks fall off. Then when I said, my love, Beheber Guvalke. We're talking about over here, you have two sacks on the two sides of the animal. You ever see the pictures? We have the animal going the side, the sacks are on both sides over there. Da'abul ustadim. You're using the side of the animal because the animal's sides are holding the goods. And still, what does it say? Ustadim lo gazu b'rabbanan. Which means when they're on the side, how are you going to undo the ropes? You're going to have to lean against the animal in order to get the ropes. So, therefore, you're using the side of the animal. So you see clearly from the fact that the Mishnah allowed you to untie, but they weren't worried about using the sides. You ever see when they do? They lean against the animal itself in order to get a footing, so they can have hold themselves up. So you see from the Mishnah that the sides of the animal is okay. Look at that sheet. Second line. Ma'ina beheber guvalki. Da'avu sadin. Okay, Abel Guvalki, Shtayim, Mohammed, Yadir, Surot, Makimim, Lahamoz, Mikamiz, Mikan, the Sadis, Rakan, Yahal, Karev, Ezra Hamor, Mushaf, Shep, Atmov, and Shangu, Fubisidia Hamor. Did you like we said? Okay. Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Beheber Agluvki, Delo Abu Sedadin, no, the sacks are placed in a certain way where you don't have to lean on the animal. They're being held by a peg that they put in like a strap. And therefore you have to move the strap a little and the peg comes out and they fall by themselves. You thought the animal's holding the sacks in a certain way, we have to lean against the animal. No, it's a different type of format. And that format, you don't have to lean on the animal. What's the format? It's being held. You put a peg in the rope and it holds it up. So you got to move the rope a little. The peg comes out and falls. You don't need any animal, no nothing. In a man, on the answer, belachta. That even if you want to say that each sack has its own rope. But the same thing, it's still following a peg system. Look at that sheet. Inami benachta. Actually, let's do both over it. Let's do Rashi before. Beheber agbalki. The two sacks are not connected to each other. It's a ring. With a peg inside of it. You have to move it a little, and the peg moves. And they fall off by themselves. To carry flasks of wine. Just put the baot of heaven. The chol echad be'al machlis tabat betabat benotem etz kapuf katan machlis bepenimi b'shul eri yotzei b'chaverot. It's a type of system where you bring a rope through like pieces of wood, and it holds the flasks of wine on the side. And when you want to take it off, you just want shemar slik moshika, and you just move the piece of wood, and it falls off by itself. The point is, you thought the format was a format that forces you to lean against the animal. It's not that format. It's a different format. Azak Baruch. Okay, we'll stop over here. Baruch Anoyde Onam. Amen. Amen.